that is Roberto Palladino, who is from Sheffield. He's a singer-songwriter and he is my guest in the studio. He's here to talk about his new EP, Half the Time, which is out now. And a very good morning. We've been having a good old chat off air.
We have indeed. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, you did a fantastic warm-up earlier, so we're in for a bit of a treat there.
Yeah. Well, I try my best.
Try your best. So thanks very much for coming in today. We have to say good morning to Steve. It's Steve Whitten at On a Plate, because I think he was the person. You have to say good morning to him.
Morning, Steve.
Yeah, he'll be listening.
How are you, dear? Hope you're well.
Now, you not only sing, you play drums, you sing all your backing as well, you play guitar.
Yep.
That's everything that you put onto the EP. Mm. What did you initially start playing?
The drums.
Yeah.
Always the drums. When I first realised I liked hitting things with wood, I actually got a pair of my mum's knitting needles and started bashing holy hell out of a nice new leather couch that my mum and dad had, and it ended up with quite a few holes in it, and they were not best pleased. But it just went on from there, and I, you know, play drums for the best part of 30 years, and for injury, you know, due to injuries and stuff like that, I can't really play anymore. But so, hence, I got this guitar around my neck.
With the drums, what sort of drummers did you admire as you were growing?
It was mainly people like Neil Peart from Rush, Phil Ehart from Kansas, people like that, the sort of more adventurous style. But I liked Phil Rudd from AC/DC and Levon Helm from The Band, all sorts of different, Stuart Copeland, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, just basically anyone that sort of inspired me, really, and I just carried it on through that.
And did the singing come naturally, or did you start doing that once you got onto the guitar? Did you always do BVs when you were playing drums?
I did once for a band I was in during the 90s called Angel Cage. I did some backing vocals on a couple of songs, actually, I think I remember. And but I've always sung anyway. I've sort of professional shower singer, I suppose.
Not today.
Well, no, I'm glad I'm not in the shower now. It'd be really weird.
It would be a little bit. Do you come from a musical family? Is anybody else in the family?
But they're all musical. My brother Angelo has been a musician for many, many years, and he was the original inspiration for me to just start.
Mm.
And he's been releasing albums and bits and pieces for years. My other brother can sing. Tony, he can sing. Vicky can do stuff as well. She's a singer. And yeah, so we've all got varying degrees of talent.
Yeah, but you're the top one, is what you're going to say.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Just if they're listening.
No. Well, that's a good song, but no, I think Angelo is by far and away the big. He can play lead guitar. I can't. I can't play lead at all, not even slightly.
Have you ever thought about doing it? Did you ever used to do a band together when you were all growing up, or it wasn't something?
I was in a band with him during the 80s, and that's where I really learned a lot about drumming and the various sort of disciplines and how to really switch, because I've always hit the drums really hard, but it's not always about that. It's about serving the song more than anything else, and that's how it always struck me.
It's when you think about drumming, and I say this to every drummer that comes in, it is probably the most rubbish job in a band, because not only have you got to get there and set up before everybody else, when it comes to helping you clear away your drum kit, everyone goes.
Oh, yeah, everyone walks away.
See, the singer, the microphone in the bag. See you later.
Yeah,
bye.
Yeah, see ya. Bye. I always loved it, and I didn't mind doing that. Mm. You know, the setup was exciting, playing was great. Yeah, you're knackered at the end of the night, and you can't be bothered with breaking it down, but you can't leave it there, so it's got to be done.
And what do you think about electric kits?
Don't like them.
No.
Not at all. I'm an acoustic guy. But, I mean, they have their uses, I suppose. There's various electronic percussion that you can use that actually sound quite good.
Mm.
But drums, the electric drums themselves, I curse whoever made those. Dreadful. I remember the Simmons drums during the 80s. Not only did they look foul, they sounded foul as well.
Mm.
I'm an acoustic guy through and through. You get an immediate return with those things. You can put samples over your drum sound, and that can be okay. I'm not averse to that, especially if you recorded it and it's not quite right.
Mm.
And so you can fiddle about with the sound, and then you get the sound that you want. That's not a problem, but you know, actually just putting false drums on there, and drum machines and stuff like that.
So tell us about this track and tell us about the lyrics.
Yeah, this is called Let the Rain Fall, and I wrote it about a friend of mine, a divorce, and it was very much written as a third person. And it's actually got my favourite lyrics that I've written.
Mm.
It's you'll hear them as I play, but it's the never knowing section.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it's an interesting song.
Excellent. Okay, here we go.
Today, it's all over now. You finally seen the last. All that effort and all the love you had, it's all left in the past. There's no going back, and that's for sure. Sometimes we just need something more. Never knowing which way the wind is blowing, our lives they shrink so small. One soul drifting away, hearing some other call. Just let the rain fall. Let the rain fall. In the long run, it seemed best to stop. Sure as day turns into night, no last glances as you walk away. In your heart you know it's right. A smile's a curve that sets the world straight. As surely as lightning illuminates, never knowing which way the wind is blowing, our lives they shrink so small. One soul drifting away, hearing some other call. Never knowing which way the wind is blowing, our lives they shrink so small. One soul drifting away, hearing some other call. Just let the rain fall. Let the rain fall. Drifting away, hearing some other call. Never knowing which way the wind is blowing, our lives they shrink so small. One soul drifting away, hearing some other call. Never knowing which way the wind is blowing, our lives they shrink so small. Just let the rain fall. Let the rain fall. Just let the